Hello again. It is understandably awkward. So it's been probably about a month now, which is a lot longer than I was expecting, and probably 1,000 years in Cheyenne's time. But we're here again. What the hell was that? Say for yourself about our absence.
We did some traveling and did not sleep a full 8 hours, so we were all tired when we got home. But yeah, it's been a while, I guess. I've been telling Asen since the break started until now, we need to record, and then we just never did. But that's just because, you know, life is life. We got it back.
So that brings us back to this. So we're gonna start up again, hopefully keep being consistent. I don't know how our schedule for episodes gonna go. Kind of gonna wing it for a bit. But today we're gonna talk about a few things. First off, Cheyenne actually got to see the new movie Escape Room 2. I'm assuming that's what the title is. And then I just finished A Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime Season 2. So we're gonna talk about that and some other stuff.
So I got back maybe an hour ago. So I went to go see Escape Room Tournament of Champions. And let me just tell you, without any spoilers, it leaves an opening for a third one. And I'm hoping they make a third one. I don't like the thought of acid on anybody's skin. So one of the scenes in the movie kind of just freaked me out a little bit. But not in a weird traumatizing way. It's more of like, oh shit, I hope I never get stuck in like an escape room like that. But it was pretty good. I think when it comes to which one's my favorite, I think this one would be my favorite above the first one. Just because the first one, like, it was okay, but I feel like you didn't really have much of a connection with the characters as it did in the second one. So, and the traps were actually very, very unique, I guess. The main character was trying to find, like, a pattern in everything, and she couldn't at all until the very end, and then she was like, oh, this is why, because so-and-so did this. And
so the trap seemed more complex than the first one, I'm assuming. Those people who apparently are the champions figured out what the pattern was and all that, and were able to escape. I don't know, I'm a little iffy on this whole type of genre where, like, a group of people gets thrown into, like, a puzzle thing. Think, like, The Cube. That was kind of iffy. And then there was the Saw movies where they end up ultimately being killed off because of the trap. That, I was kind of iffy on that too because of the whole murder theme behind it as well. But with the traps, did they seem like they were predictable, or were they not as you thought they would, like, solve it in a way with the main character and all the other supporting characters figuring out how to get out of them?
Kind of. I mean, there were some where I was like, ooh, maybe that means something, or I would have caught on to that kind of stuff. But when it comes to how predictable they are, most times you don't really know exactly. In most of the scenes, they find an exit, but they don't know how to, like, open it and stuff like that, or how to get out of the room, because that's pretty much what every escape room is. You got to find these certain clues. And you gotta, like, overanalyze things to figure out where the next clue is. And then that leads to a next clue. And, like, doors open, doors close, you get stuck or something. It's not like Saw either. Like, with Saw, that whole franchise is just based off of people getting killed for things that they had done and didn't get any punishment for it. Like, it's sort of like you reap what you sow. But in this one, they can't figure out why they're in the room in the first place. And in Tournament of Champions, it's everyone that survived in different rooms.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I guess there's pretty much anything out there for somebody who wants to, like, watch something that involves puzzles. Like, you like this game, which is basically just based off of, like, an escape room kind of thing. The Cube was more like an experiment that people or whoever's running it puts people inside there to see how they would figure out how to get out. So, like you said, it's just a murderer trying to get back at people who've done things in the past. And I know on Netflix, there's Alice in Borderland, kind of does the same kind of type of thing, but it's more based on actual games and not just puzzles. So that's kind of what I also thought about when you're talking about all this.
Yeah, I didn't really plan on getting into this kind of like movie. Like, I think maybe it'll be like a 3-movie deal or like a 4-movie deal. But I didn't really expect to watch the first one. I'm pretty sure that one came out in like 2017. And when I saw that it was on the screen when I was working at the movie theater, I was like, wow, let me just check this out. And I checked it out and somehow I liked it, saw that there was going to be a second one. And yeah, it's a lot of, well, for me, when I was watching the movie, I just try and think of how I would make it out. And then most times I was like, damn, I would die in this room. I would die. And the first one, they're stuck in like a lobby area. And this girl sees the book that somebody picked up, just like look for clues. And it says Fahrenheit. She's like, oh, Fahrenheit 451. And earlier a guy tried to leave the room and the doorknob came off and there was like a dial. So she turned it to 451, not knowing that she just activated the whole trap. So it was just, the ceiling was covered in all these like the things in the oven. So when she turned it to 451, it started heating up and they just had to try and figure out how to get out of there. But yeah, it's just stuff that you wouldn't really think of. Like, I would have done that. I would have been like, it's 4:51. Let's get out of here. Yeah.
I mean, it does sound like an interesting concept for a movie, but I'll probably give it a chance sometime in the future. But for now, I don't know. But would you rate it from like 1 to 10? And would you strongly suggest it to somebody else?
I'd say it'd be about an 8 out of 10. I think that's like an average answer. If I would suggest this to somebody, well, it depends on the person. So if you like feeling trapped, I guess, or you like escape rooms or the concept of escape rooms, definitely watch it. I'm a fan of Logan Miller and he's in this one as well as in the first one. So it wasn't really much of a debate on whether or not I wanted to watch the second one. If you like feeling kind of excited and thrilled and stuff like that with movies, then yeah, you should watch this one.
So now on to what I've watched. So I binged season 2 of The Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime. For me, I really like this series. There is a lot of fan service in it, so it's kind of a given for anime from Japan. But it touches on some really cool concepts that I really like monsters leveling up, and then concept of trade markets, economies, political conflicts, and treaties and all that, which I personally just like that added level of detail and complexity to the series. But as a whole, the season 2, it was really good. It felt kind of short because it was only 12 episodes, but it did progress the main characters' kind of like story arc along with all the other supporting characters that are in the series. So it was really satisfying for me, but I kind of wish at the same time there was more. There's that always that give and take and feeling like an empty hole after you finish a season of an anime.
That's how I felt when I watched the first season of Beastars. Aeson hates it. But I don't know. And anime is always that kind of thing where they kind of just push boundaries a little bit. Yeah, the concept of Beastars is really weird, and you know, I feel like it's more aimed towards furries, and that I'm not, but
furries.
but season 2 just came out, so I'm probably gonna watch that on my own time. I want to watch The Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, but Aeson just decided to do that without me. What a bitch. But yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I will. Excuse me. Keep it going.
Well, I kind of highly recommend it, but that's just me. Next, I want to move on to rewatching The World God Only Knows. That one was a pretty good series. I haven't watched like the newer seasons of that, but I'm hoping to eventually get to it. It's kind of hard with my schedule because I have to do homework, then I got to go to work, and then I have to do some adulting stuff. So that kind of gets in the way of just being able to binge watch anything. But that's my plan.
Before I go, I want to share with you guys a very traumatic experience that I've had over the weekend. So we went to Newport in California. We went to the beach and we were having a good time. And I overestimated my skills on dodging the water. But then like a big wave came and it knocked me on my feet. And then it tried to drag me into the ocean. And then another wave hit. So I was pushed again and then dragged again and then pushed again and then dragged again. And then finally Aeson came to save me. But not in time before another wave came and knocked him down too. So, yeah. It's safe to say that I should never go into the ocean because most likely I would be cast away.
And I feel like that's probably all we have for this episode. So, again, we do apologize for, like, waiting a long time to upload anything. And by anything, I mean just talking randomly. And for our next episode, we're going to talk about Black Widow, the one that just came out earlier this month. We've watched it. We really enjoyed it. And we just really want to talk about it. But we're going to dedicate one episode to that. Probably within this week, I assume. But if you guys enjoyed listening to us again, to share this with anybody, I mean literally anybody, we're on anchor.fm/UA podcast. We're also on wordspace.com/weareuapodcast, and we're also on any of the podcast streaming apps like Spotify, iTunes, and Google Podcasts. Hopefully we'll be back. So as for now,
bye-bye.